Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic milestone has been achieved in the field of space technology, as India's Galaxy has successfully launched the world's first OptoSAR satellite, marking a significant breakthrough in Earth observation capabilities. What makes this significant is that this launch, known as Mission Drishti, was carried out aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base, California, and the satellite was placed into an approximately 500 km sun-synchronous orbit. This remarkable feat has been publicly congratulated by PM Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, with the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, describing it as a major boost to India's private space sector. But why does this matter? The reason lies in the technology itself. Traditional Earth observation satellites use either optical or multispectral sensors, which provide high-resolution color imagery but are blocked by clouds and darkness, or synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, which allows for all-weather, day-night imaging using microwave pulses but lacks spectral detail. OptoSAR, on the other hand, fuses both sensors on a single platform, enabling a single pass to produce both radar and optical data simultaneously, reducing revisit time and data integration complexity. First, let's understand the company behind this achievement. Galaxy was founded in 2021 by alumni of IIT Madras, including Suyash Singh, Daniel Chavda, Rakesh Belwal, and Akash Chavda, and is headquartered in Bengaluru, Karnataka. The company is backed by prominent investors such as Peak 15 Partners, formerly Sequoia India, Xfinity Ventures, and others. Their mission is to make Earth observation data affordable and accessible for government, agriculture, defense, and climate applications. Notably, Mission Drishti is India's largest privately built satellite at the time of launch, weighing approximately 190 kilograms. Now, let's explore the technical specifications and applications of Mission Drishti. The satellite's capabilities are vast, with civil applications including agriculture, where it can monitor crop health, map soil moisture, and predict yields even in monsoon cloud cover. It can also be used for disaster management, such as flood mapping, landslide monitoring, and earthquake damage assessment in real time. Additionally, it has applications in urban planning, forestry, and climate monitoring, including deforestation tracking, biomass estimation, ice sheet changes, coastline erosion, and wetland mapping. Crucially, Mission Drishti also has significant defense and strategic applications. It can be used for border surveillance, day-night monitoring of the line of actual control, the line of control, and maritime zones. It can also aid in naval surveillance, ship detection, and tracking in the Indian Ocean region. Furthermore, it enables dual-use intelligence, allowing for the cross-referencing of SAR and optical data for camouflage detection and rapid damage assessment post-strike or disaster. With that background in place, let us look at the context of India's private space sector. The regulatory body enabling private participation in space activities is InSpace, which operates under the Department of Space, as per the Indian Space Policy 2023. This policy has paved the way for private companies like Galaxy to contribute to India's space sector, marking a significant shift towards a more collaborative and innovative approach. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Mission Drishti satellite was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, and it was placed into a sun-synchronous orbit of approximately 500 kilometers. The company behind this mission, Galaxy, was founded in 2021 and is headquartered in Bengaluru, Karnataka. The satellite weighs approximately 190 kilograms, making it India's largest privately built satellite at the time of launch. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key terms to remember are Optoesear satellite, synthetic aperture radar, or SIR, multispectral imaging, or MSI, Galaxy, Mission Drishti, in space, and the Indian Space Policy 2023. These terms are relevant for both the prelims and mains exams, and understanding their significance will help you tackle questions related to India's space sector and its applications. In conclusion, the successful launch of Mission Drishti marks a significant milestone in India's space technology capabilities, with far-reaching implications for various sectors, including agriculture, defense, and climate monitoring, underscoring the country's growing prowess in the private space sector. This achievement is poised to have a profound impact on India's strategic position and its ability to leverage space technology for national development.